We got up to the top of Nun Hei, and we were in the middle of the sugya of being mochen, sugya of tochocha. How did we get into this? Because the Mishnah said that the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah had a para, which was the Yotzei Spirit Suvah ben Karnei Shalom Betzon Chachamim, which didn't make very much sense. Because, what would be the meaning of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah having a para? It sounds almost like a joke. Unless the meaning is that he was responsible for a para. Turns out it was a neighbor's para. So why do we list as his responsibility? Because since he should have been mochen, wasn't. So it's considered to be his name. We brought a raya from Hashem b'mishpat yavo im ziknei amo v'sarah. So that the zikenim were held to be responsible for the ma'asev, the political leaders of the sarim. And we're up to the second line now. Rav Yehuda v'yosef kamei l'shmuel, ha'toya hi'it takatzavcha kamei v'lo avi nishgarva. Now Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. A certain woman came in to complain about various dinim that she felt were unfair to her. And she was screaming her head off, and he paid absolutely no attention to her. But the truth is, it wasn't Shmuel's responsibility to pay attention to her. He wasn't being Yoshev of Bezdin. And he, in any event, wasn't the Av Bezdin. Nonetheless, Rav Yehuda felt that one is mechuyev to give a reaction, not just allow a person to scream, even there's nothing you can do for them. So Omar Leilo, Sovereignly Mar, Otem Ozno, Mish Zakat Dal, Gam Huyek Revelayane, doesn't Rebbe hold of the Pusik, which is strangely bad. Don't you hold the Pusik? Indeed, the Mepharshim are aiming on this Lashon. What do you mean you don't hold the Pusik? Maybe he was saying it because he didn't want to tell him straight out. He was, I mean, after all, you have to speak Lashon HaKovet, Halok Siv, or something like that. But other sort of chat is that the nature of the Pusik, Otemazon Yizakat, Dal, the Pashtut, is referring to Netinat Tzedakah. In which case, what he's saying is, don't you hold, however, that there's a overall halakha that comes out of this, that even, since this is the way the Torah puts it, that you hear the pain of someone and you don't give him money when he needs tzedakah, this is the same thing would be true about psychological pain, if you can apply some type of help. So don't you believe you should have answered? Omar Lay, so Shmuel said to him, Shinana. Just remember, he used to call him Sharpie all the time. Right? Did I skip something?
You also, the puzzle you just heard.
Oh, he too will cry out to God, below Yane, he won't get any answer from God. Mida Kenegan Mida. Oh, Marley, so Shmuel told him, listen here, Sharpie. Reishcha de Kariri, it could be the guy on top of you will get splashed for some cold water for this Misa, referring to himself. But Reisha the Reisha, the guy in charge of you, referring to Marukva, he's the one that's going to get scalded for this if he doesn't do something about it. Bechamini. Oh, yes, Marukva, Avdezden. He's the one who's the Avez, and he's the one that's responsible for any injustices. Dichtiv Beit David ko amar Hashem, dino laboker mishpat, hurry up and take care of the things in the morning, vatsilu gazul miyado sheik, ein teitzeicha ish chamati uvara, vein mechadem itneim roam ala lechem, it should say. So in other words, the one that's in charge is the one that can be dino laboker mishpat. Omele Rabbi Zeir la Rabbi Simon. These people in Reish Galusa drive us all crazy. Why does anybody give them tochacha? So I'm like, well, what's the point?
It's a different case.
Lo mekabli me, not they're going to pay any attention to me. There's a point in talking to the people in Reish Galusa. They think they're in charge of the world. Even though you don't believe that they're going to respond, you still have a responsibility to be mochiach them. Yom Ravacha Bar Chanina Miolam Lo Yatzta Midat Tova Mikri HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chazar Balera'a Chutz Midavar Zeh. There was never any time in which we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been Gozer Gzera Tova, and he changed his mind to make things worse, except one occasion in all of history. Yechtiv, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells now in front of Yecheskel, when he talks to Gabriel, so he says, Avor B'toch Ha'il B'toch Yerushalayim This, by the way, is the source in Tanakh for the modern Hebrew word for label. Mitveta tav, or brand label goods, are mutavim, things that have a tav on them. Because a tav is here used as a label. So put a letter tav on the foreheads, mark it with a label. What's that? Yeah, no, this is the marker. So you put a label of a tuf. There's a lot of Kabbalistic issues as to why a tuf is a label. This is something that occurs in numerous places. Tuf. But in any event, it says over here, l'chora, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being careful to mark with a tuf on the forehead of all of those who were miserable and groaning for the horrors that were being done in Yerushalayim. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that they should not be hurt in the Churban because they're They're miserable as to what's going on, but they're helpless. So Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gabriel, Lech Rishon HaMitzchan Shel Tzadikim Tav Shel Dio. Go mark the foreheads of Tzadikim with an ink tub, Shloishel Tuvem Malachi Chavala, so that the Malachim who come to destroy the city won't have any power over them. Lo HaMitzchan Shel Rishayim Tav Shel Dam, Kedei Sheyishel Tuvem Malachi Chavala. Amram Midat Adin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes now, in the middle of this story, Midat Adin apparently appeared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to argue, Ribono Shel Olam, Manishtanu Elu Mielu. I said, what's the difference between these guys with the tough shell dam and these guys with the tough shell dio? Omar La, he said, well, there's a slight difference. I mean, Allah Sadiqim Gemurim, Allah Rishayim Gemurim. I mean, you know, I know you may have some difficulties in discrimination sometimes. Amar La Fanav Ribono Shel Olam, Yabi Adam Limchot Velo Michu. That's all very nice. But remember that if they're not mocher, so then they're no say in the same other. Unitvas Bato Avon, we said. So what's the difference? Still asking what's the difference. Amar La, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to me, Dat Adin, no, big deal. Galui v'yadua lefanayshi im michubem lo yikablu mehem. Anyway, I know perfectly well that they're lamaitse tzadikim gemurim, because even if they had been mocher, it would have made a slightest bit of difference. Amra lefanav sal, Ribono Shel Olam, im lefanecha, good, it's all very nice, but you're sure that it wouldn't have made any difference. But lahem mi galui, how could they be sure it wouldn't make any difference? And therefore we find a very strange reversal, right smack bang in the middle of this story, where it says, Zakein, Bachur, Uptula, V'tav, V'nashim, Taharogu, L'mashrit, kill all of them. V'al kol ish asher alav hatav al tigashu, don't hurt anybody that has the tav. And then in the middle of the pasuk, the next word is, Umi b'kitashit tachelu, V'yachalu, V'nashim hazakinim, asher lifnei habayit, which means to start from the holiest place, and the people that are, what happened? Forget about even the way you're reading it. Instead of reading it, my Beit HaMikdash, read it, Ela min mekudashai tachelu, begin from the ones who are holiest to me. Elu b'nei Adam shekima da Torah kolam yalav atav, again, miyad. And so, immediately, so what do you see? I mean, in other words, something must have happened here. Smack bang in the middle. We're in the middle of sending out a shlichut to be careful not to touch anybody with the tav. The next word is, but start from the best. So why start from the best? It's interesting that apparently somebody felt the need to insert into the Rambam, because the Rambam says one of the simonim of a Navi is that if he says a Neviut L'Tovah, so then if it doesn't happen, he's Vanei a Navi Shek. He can't tell you, well, it was supposed to happen, but you know, you weren't there, but he can tell you that. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu never will give over such a Neviut and then change his mind. So somebody felt, took it upon himself to worry about this Gemara. He stuck into the Rambam. He said the same, because what are you going to do after all? One time he did, which is obviously insane. Because once it's one time, maybe there'll be a second time on this place. So you've got to kill Navi Sheker, because, call him Navi Sheker, because after all, I mean, obviously this has nothing to do with the Rambam for a number of reasons. First of all, the whole point of the Gemara is that he's winning fast but to Avon. So it was Enoch Inami, people who did that Avon. Our Chayah, who didn't do that oven or pot. The only question is, who did the oven? The Tochacha makes it as if he did the act. That's the problem. Just he's still included in the same tub. The Maisa is an interesting thing. It doesn't say in the Pasuk anywhere, Itavita Tav Shel Dio or Tav Shel Dam. Just as Itavita Tav, Tosis actually yes. Where do we get the thing, Ve'al Arshayim Tav Shel Dam? Doesn't say that anywhere, right? He said, well, it's mistavra. I mean, it says it's a vita tav, I'm a teavot, a teavot, a teavot, a mistavra. But what is that supposed to mean? If the pshat is that lamaisa, everybody had a tav. Now the question is, how do you read it? Everyone had a tav, because it was either it was a Rosh Hashanah, or it was the Torah Midal of a tav, and it's a Tzadikim Gemurim, or a Rosh Hashanah Gemurim. But if they weren't mocha, they become the Rosh Hashanah Gemurim.
But there must be a third group of between Tzadikim Gemurim and Rosh Hashanah Gemurim.
I don't know. Not if it could have been Mocha, apparently not.
But maybe the lower you are in the okay, world, could the less you're going to be much.
So who says not? Who says not? It doesn't say that. It doesn't say what happened to those people. But the bottom line is, it's first of all, it's not a Chazorah. That's number one. So that could be why you didn't have a tough all around. But the other reason is of course, that halacha is not Nogea to the Navi himself. Like we had before in Brochus, we had by Yaakov Avinu that Shema Yigro Masech. What do you mean? Akash, what will promise me? What is the promise? You know perfectly well that you had an Abiyud, so you understand that. For you, now it's not Megev. I don't need to have a guarantee of your sin. You're aware of what's going on. So there may well be there was an Avon, so it's not Megev, the Navi himself. and they gave the siman to the milk.
Is there any time parameter for the tovah?
What's the dinim of the tovah? This is a complicated issue. We're still only the beginning of this. And indeed, vayachelu banashim azikinim ashalifnei abayit. Umiyad, now miyad over here doesn't mean and then the Navi says, because actually this is what started the story, is this pasuk, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, that's it, we're blowing up the city. Then it says, Vinei shishan ashim ba'im miderech shahar ha'elyon, asher mefnat zafona, v'ish klei mafatso b'yado, everybody's holding here his laser blaster, v'ish echad b'tocham avush abadim, v'keset asofa b'motnav, which is Gavriel, v'yavo v'yamdu etzim mizbach ha'nefoshet. So what we're saying is, in other words, that these people that introduced the story, we'll see what they represent, but these six people, each of whom was coming with a blaster, stood next to the Mizbech HaNechoshet. We now apply that perfect understanding. And why did the Mizbech HaNechoshet? Because Mikdashi, you have to begin from the Mokom HaMikudash Biyoter. But then, what is this Mizbech HaNechoshet? There was no Mizbech HaNechoshet. Mizbech HaNechoshet. Why was there a Mizbech HaNechoshet? The Mizbech HaNechoshet disappeared already from the time that they built the Beit HaMikdash. From the time of Shlomo, there was no longer Mizbeach L'choshet. Omar Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is, Hatchilu Mimakom Sh'omrim Shira L'fanai. What I want you to do is to start from the place, Mizbeach, that has, surrounded by the Nechoshet. It's a fascinating thing, because the Klei Nechoshet, remember from the Sugya and Erechim, that the idea over there was that there was Nechoshet Kalal, that it was brighter than gold. For some reason, it was Hakvada Chibidachkat and Nechoshet. We have brass instruments. We call those instruments brass. And here, the fact that we say Shira on the Korbanos is linked directly to brass, and because it threw that to the brass of the Mizbeach itself, which is amazing. In other words, it means that we see there a chibur in the instrument to the actual Korban, not just the music to the Korban. This ties into the sugya that we had there also about the shovel that was used on the Mizbeach. The shovel was a musical instrument. Magrefa, there was a magrefa there that you could actually play over 1,000 different tones on that one magrefa. So it had like an incredible range.
Kind of like one of the.
And it was a kli on the Mizbeach. So you see that it gets closer and closer to creating some type of unity between the Shira itself and the Mizbeach in terms of the music and the actual material. Anyway, yeah, exactly. Maniu Shisha Anashim. Who are these six people that it's referring to? It's got to be a remez to something. Omer Chista, it's a remez. It says Yishkli Mafatso, that this is a remez to the Hanhagot that we find of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are catastrophic. And we find them, we have Ketzef, Av, Chima, Mashchit, Mishaber, Michale. These are words that appear in Hanhagat Hashem. They're here personified in Hanhagot as if they're actual Malachim that are coming in with blasters, and each one is going to blast away at the city. Not a pleasant vision for Yechezkel. So Omar, what's the Ramashan of Tav? Why do we choose the Tav as the Tav? Omar Rav, Tav could stand for Tichyah, or Tav could stand for Tamut, which of course is a reference back to the way that this was not really a Shinui. The same Tav would stand for either behavior.
The material.
That's a question of appearances, that's not the message. The medium is not the message in this case.
It's literally the end of the road.
Exactly. Shmuel Amar, Tav stands for Tama Zechut Avot. It's all over. There's no more Zechut Avot to protect you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it's Tachun Zechut Avot. You can re-invoke Zechut Avot through Tefillah. Resh Lakish Amar, Tav Sof Chotamash, Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Yomer Rabbi Chanina Chotamash, Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Emet. And since Emet is Chotamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because, as the Medrash says, brought a great length over here by Nisim Gaon, that it's the first letter of the Aleph Beis, and the closing letter of the Aleph Beis, and the middle letter of the Aleph Beis to indicate that Ani Rishon, Vani Acharon, and that the Malchut is never actually given over to anyone else. So the Tav is an indication of, you've been stamped and canceled.
What's a good of a label which is ambiguous?
It's an excellent point. It's part of a whole Ruchus Tshuva, Midas Adin, Rosh Hashanah discussion. Maybe we'll wait. It only takes about a month to get to it. So what is this now? The reason we use tough is to show that this is the, you've done it all. Now, you say, kama zechut avot. Me'imatai kama zechut avot. When was it that the zechut avot stopped protecting us? Omer rav mimot Hoshea ben Be'eri. Shenemar, because we find the quote, because ata galet navluta la'inei me'ahaveha v'ish lo yatzilena miyadi. What is this, ish lo yatzilena miyadi? There ain't nobody going to be able to protect you. I mean, obviously, what do we think? Somebody's going to come out there and blast away at God. I mean, what does it mean? El Chad is, those who usually protect you from me are the other architecture. So there is a chut protects you from my ability to lash out at you. There's nobody going to protect you anymore. And so you see that at that point, apparently, that's the first indication that we have that the chut avot was no longer a guarantee of being saved. Now, Tosfos is bothered by this whole thing all the time. And he says that this doesn't make any sense. We're always talking about the chut avot. We pray the chut avot. All about Tfilo, the Maskir, the Man Brista, and so on and so forth. How can we really say that there'd be a Shita? Hey, Bishop, say Tachun Zchut Avot, that you're able to re-invoke it, okay. Say that there's a Man, you don't know, it's Tama Zchut Avot, so you should cut out all of those prayers and sleep this. It's not, it's just ridiculous, there is no Zchut Avot. So he wants to be Machalik between the Zchut Avot and the Brit Avot. In other words, he says that Enochinami Zchut Avot, in the sense that you don't need a Zechirat Brit in order to prevent your destruction. Just the fact is that there's so much feeling of the zechut that's owed to the avot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not able, kevayachol, to lash out at their children. So that's tama. But the brit is always there. Now this is a little bit of a problem because we are medayik later on from words that invoke brit. This very halacha of tama zechut avot. So this is others learn and Tosfos brings the shita that when it says tama. It means it's tamal rishayim, but not the tzaddikim. But overall, the approach seems to be that originally zechut avot was something that applied across the board. It was an actual protection. But you knew that midat hadin could not be forgotten. Tamal zechut avot means that protection is gone. Now the question whether somebody's able to invoke tachun derech tefillah, or to be covered by zechut avot by making himself similar to the avot. So now he becomes Avot Albanim, Al Shalashim Ad Rebayim. Over there, for Ra, we know that it's only somebody who is Noeg in that way. So the same thing would be true now for Teva, that the 500 generations of Teva is now also only somebody who is Noeg B'Tova. Or, okay, yeah, but I mean, the idea is not Chas V'Shalom that it doesn't exist, but that it's not there and applied, take it for granted to be applied across the board. Right? It's possible to learn that these various shitot are not arguing with each other. We're going to see different people say different times. And that the idea of tama means in what periods was the zechut avot tama because of there being such a merchak between the zechut avot and the ma'aseh habanim that it was simply absurd to see these people as the continuation of the avot. And then there were a number of such occasions. So each one is giving at what point was there such a thing. All of the pshatim have their difficulties in the language here of the sugya. But anyway, our first chat is from the days of Hoshea. We're over there, it says, Beferush ish lo yatzilenu miyadi. Shmuel Omer, it's from the time of Chazael, which is the time of Yehoahaz. Shemer b'Chazael melech Aram, lachatz et Yisrael kol yemei Yehoahaz. And then it continues the pasuk, Vayichan Hashem otam vayirachamim, Vayifan aleihem, leman brito et Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'lo avah hashchitem v'lo yishlechem ma'al panav adata. What's adata? In other words, until this point, it was still possible to be protected by that zechut avot, but not from this point on. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, it's from the time of Eliyahu. Shema vayiba alot amincha. Vayigash Eliyahu anavi vayomer Hashem lokei Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael. And he says, Hayom yivada ki atel Elohim b'Yisrael v'ani avdecha, u'bidvorecha asiti et kol hadvorim ha'ele. So that means he's saying, I want it to be known Hayom. And that's it. This is my last chance. So therefore, even though we find it was Bimei Chazael, Rashi says that must have been Yedei Rachamim Miyuchadim. That's the Tachun that they were. Okay, but in other words, it could certainly have come back later at the time of Chazael. Rabbi Yochanan Bimei Chizkiyo, Shem Elamardea Misra V'Leshalom En Ketz, Al Kisei David V'Amachto L'Achinota V'Sa'ada B'Mishpat U'B'Tzdaka Me'ata V'Yad Olam Kinat Hashem Tzvakot Ha'Sezor. Which implies that from this day onwards, it's only the kina of Hashem that will achieve the bringing of the geula, and not the fact that there was a skut to the avot. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had to invoke Yinat Hashem.
He's all this because of the
It starts because of the micha'a and continues on to see to what extent the zechus or the chova of one individual impacts another's din. So it's here essentially, it started off with a raya, that the reason we would blame Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though it seems outrageous to write such a thing, you take it for granted. But I mean, imagine if you were giving a hesped on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and you would say, and yes, and we know that he was Mechalel Shabbos in his home. But it's unbelievable. Somebody goes, yeah, but this means that there was a neighbor down the street that he met once, and he didn't say, why are you being Mechalel Shabbos? So therefore you get up and you say, yeah, here it is. Worse than that. You're Koveyan a Mishnah. I mean, it seems an astounding thing to do. So this is the place, which for some reason, Rebbe is being Koveya, this behavior. That idea of responsibility to such extent that a Nasi becomes now known for what the Metzias is in Am Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. So of course, this is the Gemara that explores the way in which such a thing defines us for generations.
It's disconnected from the Avos, so to speak, from the Skut. Does that mean that...
No, it's the same issue.
Does that mean we're released also from being responsible for everyone else at the same time? It doesn't work both
ways. No. You can run out of gas. Doesn't mean you still don't have to find new fuel. Omer Rami, in mitah b'lo chet, v'en yisurim b'lo avon. But continuing on the same path, this is fascinating, because it's Yecheskel himself, who is koveya b'sanhoga. Dichtiv ha-nefesh ha-chotet, itamut bein lo yisab avon ha-av, av lo yisab avon ha-ben, tzidkat ha-tzadik alav tiyev rishat ha-rasha alav tiyev. So what is this? Because apparently, if you're talking about now a hanhoga, and this seems to be part of what Yecheskel is being mechadish, we no longer live as a vast historical entity in which someone lives from his parents, or a parent takes responsibility for the future. At this point, either you deserve to live or you deserve to die, all on your own. So you see that we don't hold you in. So that means that the only time that there's a pekida, Katosis points out that this doesn't make any sense at all, since we know that there's first of all, let's read the diet before we get into Tosis Raya. You'll notice the difference between Ein Mitah below Chet and Yisrim below Avon. These are not synonyms. Chet refers to even Shigaga. Avon refers to Zadon, which means that there is no Yisrim, he seems to be saying, for Shigaga. And that's why we're saying Pakarati. Where's the Pakarati? Pesha and Avon. It doesn't say that they will be Nivkad al Yedei Yisurin for Chet. It only says for Pesha and Avon. Now this bothers us very much because we had the whole sugya of being Begin. Tshuva is Begenet on Shogeg. So what do we need? And it says before Shchataim Evel Hashkagot. So what's the pshat that the Sar Shel Yom HaKippurim, a person is chayav a carbon. If it's a carbon vaday, then it's not potter after the Sar Shel Yom HaKippurim, right? It's only on the one that there's that are not here. They're only Lifnei Hashem Titor. Those things that are known only Lifnei Hashem. But you don't really get a kapara, so what's the point? And as the Gemara says, it's megin mi ayisurim. But it's megin mi ayisurim of chatoim. So how do you explain the fact that over here somebody could say that bichlal is not such thing as yisurim for chet? Because it does explains that over here it's dafka negoyim. Shevet a negoyim. It doesn't mean overall yisurim. It means something that is very bolate, like a nega. It's yisurim that are koshim, mechuorim. So anyway, we don't see it as a blanket type of hanaga. But this question is whether this is true. Can we accept that there is now a hanhoga, or that this is an element b'chlal of the hanhoga, in which it's true that a person will not die unless he sinned? Omru malachei asharei b'tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How far this measures? Malachei asharei say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, b'nei maka nasta mital adam harishon. Why did Adam harishon have to die? Marlan, what do you mean? Mitzvah kalatziviti, but I tell him one little lousy mitzvah. We are varalea, you got a problem with that. Omrulo, Moshe Aaron, Shekimu kola tera kula, and they also were made to. Omarlan, no, what can you do? Mikrecha, the tzaddik, the rasha, the tov, the tor, the tameh. It's all the same. You don't ask me any questions about that. So here we see that there is mita below chet, because the Malachi Asharis never got an answer to this problem. That's true, but that's only one shita. That's if you pass it like the Malachi Asharis. I mean, the question is, Rav Ami has another Tana that doesn't hold to the Malachi Asharis. Who's the other Tana? Who the Omeki Hai Tana? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af Moshe Aaron b'chetam meit. It's not true. Of course Moshe Aaron were chote. It says b'firush. Ya'an lo'e emantem bi. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that at the time now that they, he's gezer mavet on them, he says, Ya'an lo'e emantem bi la'agdisheni le'nei b'nei Yisrael, l'chein lo tavio et ha'kal hazeh la'aretz. So in other words, ho'e emantem, but had you believed in me and were knowing properly with the time of the Selah, so then da'in lo'e gezer mavet ha'kadli pater min ha'olam. You would not have died at this point had you not done that. So what kind of question of Malachi Asher is what they never read the pasuk. So he answered, that's correct, that certainly no one would have died without being choted. Meitve. Arba'a meitu bit yosha nachash. This is beferush. Four people died without ever having personally sinned. Ve'elohim. Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Abi Moshe, Yishai Avi David, Ve'chil'av ben David, Ve'kulu Gemara. Now we have no riases from Sukkim, we have a Kabbalah about these cases, that that's true. There's only one case where we actually have a riot from the pasuk that it's true, and that's Yishai Avi David, the Mefarish Beikra, because we find a very strange pasuk in identifying Amasa, where Avshalom replaced Yoav with Amasa. So it identifies Amasa there. It says, Ve'et Amasa sam Avshalom, tachat Yoav al hatzavah. Yoav was loyal to David. Ve'amasa ben Ish, u'shamo Yitra ha-Yisraeli. And here's the part that's important to us. Now this Yitra Yisraeli, he was the one who impregnated Ba'al Abigail Bat Nachash, a woman called Abigail who was the daughter of Nachash, who was the sister of Tzruya, who was the father of Yoav. So he was a cousin. But the point is over here that we know for a fact that this Nachash, who was the father of Abigail and Tzruya, was not Nachash at all. His name was Yishai, who happened to have another son whose name was David. So, es the Gemara v'chibat Nachash avoy, halo bat Yishai avoy. The Chiv, what it's talking about over here now, it lists the sons of Yishai. So it says, v'ach yoteyem tzruya v'avigayim. So what in the world? So why do we suddenly call Yishai Nachash of all things? Ela bat mi shemeit bit yosha Nachash. It's the daughter of one who was known to have died only because of the Nachash. Now, who is the author of this bright, I ask you? Is it the bright of the Malachi Asharet? You have it under the Malachi Asharet, right? Moshe Aaron. According to the Malachi Asharet, Moshe Aaron had never sinned, remember? Because the Malachi Asharet never got an answer from God, other than to say Mikra Achad, then it's, you're right, but what can you do? Tzadik Rosh, it's all the same. So it can't be that man, the Amar. Because then there should be six, at least, that died with Yoshua Nachash. El Alab, Rabbi Eat Yoshua Nachash, by the way, means the Eitzah of the Nachash. It's a reference to the Eitzah that was given to Chava, and then defied now humanity. So no matter what the situation is, the person is always tafus in that basic approach, which is the Eitzah of the Nachash. It doesn't get away from it.
Which was, what was the Eitzah of that?
The Eitzah of the Nachash. Very much into the sweet spot. Was that Lashon Hara? I mean, Eitzah is a Chava.
Lashon Hara is Hashem.
It's a way of presenting the world that makes something nonsensical and reasonable. When it's not really nonsensical, it's just the way you look at it. Well, that's what you are. As the Medrash says, you know, you said the truth, but that's what you are. So the question is how to look at it. Okay, so then it's got to be that the author of this braita is according to the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. You're being seinachon. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that Moshe and Aaron died in sin, nonetheless holds that there were these four people who died without chet, personal chet. So what does that show? Shemamina, yesh mita below chet, which in case we could assume, yesh yisurim below avon too. And that means Rav Ami doesn't have a leg to stand on. In which case, tiyufta the Rav Ami, tiyufta.
What about Amram withholding relations from his wife, that he counted as a chet?
No, it doesn't mean it's a chet. Right. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Yonatan. Speaking of which, how do we define really chet? I mean, the Torah talks about things in very, very concrete and one would say kitzoni fashion. And we have to put things into perspective. Now, this is an extremely important Gemara, because what the Gemara is telling us is that the way in which we talk about below chet, because it's a question of redefining morality downwards, is below chet. We're not taking that into consideration. Same, I mean, people do this all the time. What a wonderful person. What did they ever do wrong? Who did they ever hurt? Blah, 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 blah. How did such a terrible thing happen to such a good person? Now, the fact is that this person is awful. And in terms of the way it would have been depicted in Tanakh, it would have been like a Rosh HaGomer who was Mashkis Kalayim and Pulayim and so on and so forth. Right? So, but the idea is to find the shoresh of a thing and then to deal with that shoresh. Those individuals who are capable of being judged according to the shoresh rather than according to the standards of morality are actually defined in such ways. It's like your Yisha is defined as the Nachash. That's, in a way, it's a harsh way to define it. He's the Nachash. Because the only element in him that we could still detect as being evil was straight back to the Nachash. Right? So if that's the case, we have to recognize the same thing is true of many other people. They're defined in very harsh and extreme ways. But that's because of the fact that the Torah defines the nature of what they're doing rather than the morality of what they're doing. So kol ha'omer Reuven chata, eino ela to'eh. If you really believe that Reuven did what it sounds like he did, it actually slept with Yaakov's wife, that's a mistake. Shemem ha'vayu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar. I mean, it says b'feirush, immediately after, v'yelech Reuven v'yishkavet b'la p'lech ha'shavid, the next words are, v'yishma Yisrael v'yu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar. Now I ask you, if that doesn't persuade you that the whole point is that we're trying to say that he still remains the member of the Shvatim just as he was before. Obviously. And you're doing this in the context of the Chet. So what do you think that it means? So you think that he really did that? What do you think it means when it says he slept with? What this teaches us is that he protested on his father's bed. And as far as the Torah is concerned, that penetration of his father's intimate life was the equivalent to sleeping with his woman. So it's kilo shakabima. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, mutzal oto tzadik mioto avon. Obviously, a tzadik like that was not included in being able to do such a thing. Velo ba'ama says of the adol. I mean, I ask you, efshar atid zaro, amod al harival, velo mar arur shochev imeshet aviv. The source of the whole Kabbalah's Abris, in which the children of Reuven stand on Har Ebal, and they say, Arur Shochev Imeshet Aviv. You're telling me that all of those children were talking about their own Shevet, Reuven. I mean, it's crazy. The point is that this was a continuation of the entire monstrous problem between the Shvatim that began with the two mothers. And that's what caused everything from the Mechirat Yosef to the breaking down of the Malucha. Everything came back to that thing. Reuven, who, as I pointed out in the next one, book we might wish to read, Reuven was the one who dealt with that issue. And where did he deal with that issue? That was the Dudaim, in which he accepted, in which Leah accepted, that the Dudaim would be given to Rachel. So that the mother, emotionally, contextually, to the Am would be Rachel, not Leah. He was the one who had essentially fixed that issue. That's Adudaim not Duriach. And now he goes to be Tovea after the death of Rachel. So he figured, okay, we finally, Rachel's out of the way. Finally, Yaakov is going to give the correct attention to Leah. So what does Yaakov do? He promptly moves his tent into his bedroom, becomes Bilah's bedroom. And Bilah was the Pilegesh to Rachel. So it means he's putting the Pilegesh of Rachel ahead of his mother. That was intolerable. So what he was actually being Tovea Elbonimo Amar, look, Achotimi Aita Tzaralimi Alixa. Shivchat Achotimi Te Tzaralimi. It's outrageous. Omaru Bildelet Matzai went into the bedroom and protested by making a mess of the bed. Achayr Mamrim, note that Shte Matzaot Bildel, it's not just it wasn't something that was just between him and Bilah. It was Akash Ashchina ve'Akash Alavi. It was between him and God. Because it says, Oz Chilalta Yitzu'i Allah. At that point, Yaakov Avinu says, at the time of the Brachot, at that moment, Oz Chilalta Yitzu'i Allah, you also were Mechalel, that which usually came upon our bed, which is a remnant of the Shechina, the Shechina ve'Nehem. You prevented that. So Kitanoi, the truth is that there's different approaches to what actually happened. Yaakov Avinu refers to Reuven's actions as pachaz kamayim al totah, So what is this pachas kamayim in the context of al tfilat yitzilana? So what's the pachas kamayim? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, well, listen, it's a notrikun that stands for pasta, nchibata, and zelita. Indeed, it's bad news. Your pasta is amapaziza, you're too fast on the draw, and you were mizalzel, zelita, and you became chayat. Others learn that it means, Rabbi Shimon means, pay stands for patsat al-dat, you went against accepted behavior, and you were chote, and you were zoneh, zanita. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, pilalta, you prayed to the Lord not to do anything wrong, chilita, and then you made yourself, like Vayachal Moshe, to make yourself so mechulal, as if you're ill from your tefillah, and Zion is zarcha tefillatcha, your tefillah shined forth, and you were saved from fate. Amr Gamliel, okay guys, okay, it's time we get serious about this. Adayin tzrichim anu lemodoy, I see we've been working a long time on getting our agadah straight. If we don't go back to Rabbi Elazar Modoy, we never get it straight. Go back to Rabbi Elazar Modoy, Omer. Hapfochet ateva v'dorsha. Actually, pachas is meant to be read backwards. It's hirtata, parcha, it's izata, hirtata, and parcha chet mimcha. First came the Zion, the zizata, you were terrified of the implications of what you were about to do. You pulled back, and parcha chet mimcha. Rav Amar, some say it's Birmi Amar Abba, says it stands for Zion, zacharta, from Shor Shalabah. You took into consideration the implications of such a thing. Chalita atzmecha choli gadol, you make yourself sick in stopping yourself from proceeding.
He was going to
sleep with her, according to his mandiyam. And pirashta milachato, because that you were poresh. But the very fact that you would have considered such a thing was the reason that the Torah calls it, considers it to be a ruling chata. Now, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Rav Yonah says, you have the same situation with b'nei eli. Kola omer b'nei eli chatu eino el Torah. Because, look, it says, Mishon, Shnei b'nei eli, chofni pinchas, konim la Hashem. What are we being maskir over here? The zechus of Shnei b'nei eli, the konim la Hashem. It's obviously that it can't mean that they were chote, because as Rav says, I look around him, Rav, Pinchas for sure wasn't chote, as we'll see. And here it's saying, chofni pinchas is the same. So it's makish chofni lo pinchas. Ma pinchas lo chata, av chofni lo chata. So then why does it say, Asher yishkavun et hanashim? I don't understand what they didn't sin. It says they would sleep with a woman that came to bring their korbanos. No. Again, mitov, sheshavu et kineihem. Shlo hofu etzel ba'alehem, ma'ale alehem ha-katuv ki'ilu shachvum. The point over here is that sexual control is the equivalent of sexual intercourse. That's what the Torah says. The fact that people would get a thrill out of allowing themselves to define when a woman is going to go home to her husband, you might as well talk about sleeping with them. That's rape. Woman comes, brings a carbon, and you're casual. So because you're casual, she needs you. She's dependent on you. What a thrill. Now she's thinking, you're going to say, okay, now you can go home and sleep with your husband. It's not for you to say. So therefore, the Torah now defines the shoresh of the issue. A fantastic insight. The shoresh of an issue is that someone exerts control in that fashion might as well be raping. So again, where you're talking about shoreshim, someone's on a darga of being defined in terms of shoreshim, it's already defined in terms of shoreshim. And if the greatest tzaddik on earth becomes the nachash, you can understand that the chofniyot pinchas can become rapists. Not in your terms of rapists, but in the deepest terms of rapists. That's the point. So it's not that we're saying it's metaphorical. People misunderstand completely. We're being betaritzit, we're saying it just means it's a metaphor of something. On the contrary, we're being the most extreme we could possibly be with them. We're being absolutely definitive. You want to be nice about it? They had a little bit of a problem of arrogance. Maybe they didn't properly care for people. No, they're rapists. That's the way the Torah looks at it. But this mamish a Freudian description of what is happening, because that's the truth, and that's the way you have to see it. I normally, in normal human intercourse, we don't notice this. It's because we've accepted a level of morality, which is not like, yeah. So obviously we understand that the guy who's driving his car, that's why he's driving his car. The guy who's in the boardroom and trampling over everybody else, we understand why he's doing that. But I thought, okay, but that's normal human behavior. For a coffee and drink, it's not normal human behavior. It's intolerable. That's the point. But we're not kidding around. We're more truthful, not more metaphorical.
So it's not good.
Yeah. It means kipshuto. It's not the pshat we're taking away. That is kipshuto. That's the ultimate pshat. Let me tell it to you like it is. That's true. People mistake this thing as a drush. That's not the point. So we find the same thing. So shishmitosh shalhu et kineyem. Shalhu et kineyem. Ma'ale alehem ha-katuv ki'ilu shachum. Gufa. Where does Rav get his proof that Pinchas was not chote, that he could then use the hekesh of Pinchas to chote, to say that neither of them were chote? Says the Gemara, he learns it from a pasuk. It says, v'achiyah ben achitu, who was achi ikavod ben Pinchas, ben Eli, klein Hashem, mishilo, nosei efod. Now this is in the context of the whole story with Yonatan, am lo yadat, yalak Yonatan. You're using this opportunity of all places here, instead of just talking, we all know who Ichabod is. I mean, anybody who read the story of the Shevi of the Oren Bris Hashem knows who Ichabod is. It's a famous guy. So here the Torah now uses this pasuk to say, and you know who that is. Ben Pinchas, Ben Eli, Kohen Hashem. That's exactly what Yaakov Avinu said, B'sodam Otobo Nafshi. I don't want my name mentioned. When you talk about Korach Ben Yitzhar, don't talk about me. Leave me out of it. When you talk about God like me, leave me out of it. So here we now going to bring them back and say they're Kohanim Lashem, children of Eli. Obviously, we only do that in a person where it's not shy that he should be a representative of Chet. So since that's true, must be Efshir Chet Val Yadot Vakatuv Miyachasot. If anything is going to stop this type of yichus, it is ni'ut. That's the one thing that the Torah will not be miyakis properly. As it doesn't say, Yachret Hashem le'ish asher yasena erbi onam o'alei Yaakov umagish minchal Hashem tzvakot? Doesn't it say about the ifa, particularly, that such a person will not be called a kohen Hashem? In Israel, lo yelo er b'chachamim, v'lo oner b'talmidim, he will not have his voice between the chachamim, will not have talmidim that can be oner, so to speak. If he's a kohen, he won't have a child who's magish mincha in the Migdash. So you're telling me that this guy is dafka the one that we want to say is a kohen Hashem? It's ridiculous. Elolav shma min ha-pinchas lo chata. I, it says, v'aktiv asher yishkavun. Yishkavun doesn't mean yishkavun. The two of them. Now, this Mad Yarmar we're asking now does not hold of the Hekesh. We're just talking about the difference between Chofni and Pinchas. As Tosis points out, that there is a Mad Yarmar who holds that yes, indeed Chofni had sinned. This brings us back to our Tochaka issue. Chofni had sinned. So why it says Yishkevon Moshed Yachid V'achtiv Al Banai Lo Tova Shmua? Said Renak Yitzhak Beniktiv. Actually, Eli was talking only to Chofni, not to Pinchas. Rashi takes out the next piece because ma'avirim does not mean doing averis. Ma'avirim means spreading the news in that context. It's being ma'avir the call. It's not a reference to what Pinchas and Chofni did. It was a reference to what people are saying about them. Besides which, it's not even true what the Gemara says. It does not say ma'aviram. Therefore, it's best we're not doing this whole thing. So Rashi takes it out. Although we have many, many examples of places where the Gemara's Girsa is different than our Girsa in Nevi'im. But in any event, it says, B'nei B'niyah, ha! That's because we told Shayalo that Pinchas v'nchot v'tafni, v'lo micha, again another indication, ma'ale alav ha-katuv, ki'ilu chata. So okay, so again, this man, the Yomer, is Perlachan Rav Yonatan, who says neither of them were chote, and he holds that in fact, if we had no chote. Good morning, gentlemen. This is not good. Amazing way of looking at life. Immensely, immensely sophisticated vision. In reality, you guys are sitting back there like it's everyday stuff. The world out there knows nothing from this. They discover one shmo of a psychologist who suddenly discovered the HR.
Yes.
Unbelievable. By the way, again, the entire element over here of all of these discussions, you'll notice again, is sexual. That's the Ityoshon Nachash, is the same issue. The truth is that we know that Yishai, we know what Yishai's failure was. It says Beferish, we say it all the time. For a month long, we say Yishai's failure.
Yishai's
what? Failure! What is a man who is made to be Ityoshon Nachash? What does he do wrong? Say with David Hashem Ori, ki avivi miyazavuni. What does it mean, avivi miyazavuni? The Gemara says, avivi miyazavuni means they have no interest in me, they have interest in sex. Raya is, he finishes his job, he turns his way in the bed, she turns her way in the bed. Vashem Yashveni, the rest is entirely God. It's nothing to do with them. Which means the element of selfishness in reproduction is viewed as it yoshal nafesh. And that goes back to the Mekoros of Chet. We're calling that now, so to speak, a primordial sin in a sense. It's what leads person to lead life in a way that is fundamentally selfish, because its biological drives are that which everything else is built of. And so even if they're properly sublimated and so on, he's still Ikyo Shemachash, lies on the bottom, and it's inescapable. So we need Freud. But seriously, instead, somebody reads the Chumash and needs Freud. I mean, Mishigas. It's amazing what the blackness and blindness of Christianity managed to do with that, you know, in which it could actually split a world, you know, between asexuality and sexuality. Madim. Absolutely madim. So, Rabotai, time for our Chazorah. For sure, I need to be rich galuta. Rav Yehuda Aviyazi Kamei Shmuel Alat Ayit Takatzav Kamei Melavi Mishkan Kuba Amar Lei Lo Sav Lei Maro Teimos No Nizachat Dal Gamu Yikra Belo Yane Amar Lei Shinana Reishcha Maybe Bekariri But Reishcha The Reishcha Bekamimi Ayanti Maro Kva Bezdin Dixi Beit David Koma Hashem Dinu La Boker Mishpat Yatsilu Gazul Miyad Oshek En Tetzei Ke Ish Ke Ish Hamati Uva Aravim Mechabeh בפני רוע מעלביכם. אמר לי רבי זיאל ורבי סימון, לכי נאמר לה נדבר יש גלותה. אמר לי, what for? לא מקבלו ממנו. אמר לי, אף אחד לא מקבלו. לכי נאמר, יום רבה אתה בר חנינה, מעולם לא יצתה מידה טובה מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא וקצר בלרע. חוץ מדבר זה, תקציב היום ראשם אין לה בעבור בתוך העיר, בתוך ירושלים, ותביא את התו על מצחות האנשים הנאנחים והנאנקים הכל התאיבות הנעשות בתוכה. אמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא לגבי לית ושום למצחן של צדיקים, טוב של דיו, שהוא ישחטו בין מלאכי חבלה, והמצחם של שם טוב של דם, כדי שישחטו בין מלאכי חבלה. אמרה מידת הדין לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא לבונו של עולם, מה נשתנו אלו מאלו? אמר לה, הלא לא צדיק, הם גמורים, הלא לא נשאר גמורים. אמר לה, הפנם לבונו של עולם, היה בי אדם למחות ולא מחות? אמר לסוף, גלוי מידו לפני שהם יפו בהם לא יקבלו מיה. אמרה לפניו ריבונו של עולם, אם לפניך גלוי, להם מגלוי, אריה בכתיב זקן בחור ובתולה, טף מנשים תהרוגו למשחית, ועל כל איש אשר עליו הטף אל תיגשו, בת מקדשי תחילו. כתיב היחל עם אנשים זקנים אשר בני הבית. תורי רבי יוסף אל תקראו מקדשי למקודשי, אלו בני אדם שקיימו את התורה כולה מעל ותף. ומיד הנה שישה אנשים באים מדרך שער עליון, השם מופנה צפונה, ואיש כלי מפצו בידו, ואיש אחד בתוכם לבוש עבדים וכסת הסופר במותניו, ויבואו ויעמדו אצל מזבח הנחושת, מהווה. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, התחילו ממקום שאומרים שירה לפניי, ומה נהיו שישה אנשים? אומר כיסת הקצף, אף חימה משחית, משפר ומחלה, ומה שנתיו? אמרה, טוב תחיה, טוב תמות, שמול אמר, תמה זכות אבות, רבי יוחנן אומר, תחום זכות אבות, ושאלות שאומר, תם סוף קדומו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, תאמרו, כנראה קדומו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, אמת. ושוב ברוך מיני אומר, אלו בני אדם שקיימו את התורה כולו מעלו עד תו. מאימתי תמה זכות אבות? אומר רבי, מות הושע בן בארי, שנאמר, הגלת מבטל עיני מעבדיה, ואיש לא יציל אלא מידי. שמול אמר, מחזאל שם ומחזאל מלכם, לחץ את ישראל כל ימי יהוא אחז, וכתיב היפן השם אותם ירחמים, ויפן עליהם למען בריתו את אברהם יצחק ויעקב ולא הבא השחיתם, ולא השחיתם יעל פניו עד עתה. רבי יהושע בן לוי אומר מימי אליהו, שמביא בעלות המתחם ויגש אליהו הנביא ויאמר השם אלוקי אברהם יצחק ישראל, היום יוודע תחייתו אלוהים בישראל ואני עבדך, ובדברך עשיתי את כל הדברים האלה. רבי יוחנן אמר, מבני חזקיהו, שנאמר, למרבה המשרה ולשלום אין קץ, על כיסא דוד ועל ממלכתו להכין אותה ולסעדה במשפט ובצדקה מעתה ועד עולם, קינאת השם צבאות תעשה זאת. אומר ועמי אין מיתה בלא חטא ואין ייסורים בלא עוון, אין מיתה בלא חטא תכתיב, הנפש החוטאת היא תמות, בן לא יישא בעוון האב, אב לא יישא בעוון הבן, צדקת הצדיק עליו תהיה ורשעת הרשע עליו תהיה. אין יסורים אל העבון, תכתיבו, פקרתי בשבט שם ובנגעים עבונם. מייפה. אמרו מלאכי אשר בני הקדוש ברוך הוא, לבנות של עולם, מפני מה כנס במיטה על אדם הראשון? אמר להם, מצווה קלה צפיתים, ועבר עליה. אמר לה, ואדון משה ואהרון, שכאילו קלה תורה כולם בעיתו. אמר להם, מקרה אחת לצדיק לרשע, לטוב ולטמא, לטוב ולטמא. זהודי אמר, כי הייתה, נתניה כשמנו לזור אומר, אף משה ואהרון בחטאם מת, שמה יען לא האמנתם בי, משמע האמנתם בי, עדיין לא הגיע זמנתכם להיפטר מלעולם. מתו, ארבעה מתו בית יושן לחש, ואלוהים, בנימין בן יעקב, ואמרם אבי משה, ישי אבי דוד, כלאב בן דוד, וכולו גמרא לבר מישי אבי דוד, ומפרש בקרא דכתיב, ויד המסע שם אבשלום תחת יואב, שם אבשלום תחת יואב, על הצבא, והמסע בן איש, ושמו יתרא ישראלי, אשר בא לביגל בת נחש, אחות צרויה עם יואב, בת נחש אבוי, הלא בת ישי אבוי, תכתיב אחיותיהם צרויה ואביגיל, אלא בת מי שמת בעתיו של נחש. Now, who's the author of this? Man, he lived in the time of the Malachi Asharet. They should have added Moshvar. And Allah, Shmar min Arif, Shemin Alazim. Shmar min Yesh Mita Belofe, Yesh Yisroim Beloabo. Vati Yufta, Drabami, Ti Yufta. Omrim, Shubanak, Meni Omrim, Yonatan, Belo Meru, Ven Chata, Eno Elato E. I made a mistake. You made the copy, I didn't see it. Did you make it, the Chumash?
I sent it to you twice.
Mm. Both accounts. It was a previous statement. So is it the אלא מה אני מקיים וישכב את פלאפ אל הגש אביב, מנם את שבלביל, מצאו של אביב, ומעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו שכה אבימה. תן, רב שמנו לזה מרבוץ על אותו צדיק מאותו אבון ולא במעשה זה לידו, אפשר עתיד זר עולם עוד על הר העיבה ולמר, אורור שופעי וימש את אביב ויבוא קצה לידו. אלא מה אני מקיים וישכב את פלאפ אל הגש אביב, ובוא נימות טבעה. אמר, אם אחותי מי הייתה צרה למי, שכת אחותי מי תהיה צרה למי, עמדו בבלת מצאה. אחרים אומרים שתי מצאות בלבל, אחת של שכינה ואחת של אביב, אני נכתיב, אז חילת יצוי עלה, תתנוי, פחס כמה עם התורות הרב לא זמר, פסת, חבת, זיווית, רב ירשו אומר, פסעת על דעת חטאת הזנית, רב ימליאל אומר, פילת, חלת, זרחת חילתך, אומר רב ימליאל, עדיין צריכים לנו למודאי, רב לא זמר, מודאי אומר, הפוך את התיבה בדושה, ועזעת, ירתעת, פרחה חטא ממך. רבא אמר להם, לא רבי ימי ואבא זכרת, המשור של דבר חילית, צמחו לגדול, פירשת, מלאכתו אבי סליאק, in describing it, starts in the end. למייסה, פרחה חטא ממך. It's not as, but we talk about in top to bottom. רובין, בני אלי, בני שמול, דב שלום, בני ראש סימן. עומר, שובר נמר, בני עומר, בני ענדן, בלומר, בני אלי חוטו, הנה ולטוקה. שם ושם שני בני אלי חופי פנחס קונים להשם סבל הגרד אמר רק פנחס לא חתן הופיח בן מקי חופני לפנחס מה פנחס לא חתן חופני לא חתן אלא מה אני מקיים אשר יש כיוונות אנשים מתוך ששהו את כניהם של הופיצה בעליהם מה עלה עליהם הכתוב כאילו שחלו גוף אמר פנחס אמר רק פנחס לא חתן שם ואחי הבן הכי טוב והכי כבוד בין פנחס בין אלי כהן השם איפה שחית בא לי לא רק עשו ביחסו הלא כבר נאמר יחרית השם מי ששר יעשנה ערב העונה מעולה יעקב ומגיש מנפרה לשם צפקות אם ישראל הוא לא יהיה לו ערב חכמים ולא עונה בתלמידים אם כהנו לא יהיה לו בן מגיש מנפרה עליו שמע מן הפנחס לא חטא אלא כתיב אשר ישכבון ישכבון כתיב הכתיב על בניי כאילו דבר שאומר עומרם נחל בר יצחק בני כתיב עומרם ונברא לב ישוע והכתיב בני בליהו מתוך שהיו לפני כס נמחות לחוף נבלו מיכה מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו חתם
Is there somewhere about the base Ellie?